machine keeps livers alive for transplant. Even worse, 2,000 donated livers will go to waste every year due to oxygen deprivation or overcooling, and take their 2,000 lives with them. Now, that may be about to change. An alternate scene is playing out at King's College Hospital, where a team of doctors is working to transplant a liver. Next to the surgical team and the patient lies a machine, about the size of an espresso machine, churning blood through a liver that rests in a plastic sieve. The most critical part of an organ transplant is harvesting and delivering the organ without damaging it. Organs can be cooled to slow their metabolism, but the cooling itself can irreparably damage the tissue. Transplant medicine spares no expense to make sure an organ moves from donor to receiver as quickly as possible, ideally, in a matter of minutes. The liver on the machine was removed from its original owner over 10 hours ago. Designed at Oxford's Department of Engineering Science by Professors Constantine Koussios and Peter Friend, who assure us that those are their real names, the new machine could mark a sea change in the way that transplant medicine works. According to Professor Friend, transplant surgery is a victim of its own success, with far more people needing transplants than there are donor organs available. This device has the potential to change that situation radically. By enabling us to transplant many organs that are unusable with current techniques, this technology could bring benefit to a large number of patients awaiting transplants, many of whom currently die while still waiting. A few days after the surgery, 62-year-old transplant recipient Ian Christie meets his doctors. They report that surgery has gone perfectly. Mr. Christie responds, "I feel better than I've felt for 10 to 15 years, even allowing for the pain and wound that's got to heal. I'm getting better and better day by day. I just feel so alive." Images courtesy of Oxford University.